That was maybe the worst plane ride I have ever been on. Have you ever been on a plane with turbulence that bad? I hope her parents' flight isn't too bad coming in later. God, you know how mom panics at every little noise the plane makes. Ugh. What we really need to do now is unpack. Ugh. But what we really need to do... Absolutely, you get me. Let's freshen up real quick and get a glass of wine. And I didn't even think Denver had luxury hotels. I've only ever been here with you, and that was when we went snowboarding. And we stayed in the grungiest Airbnb. Yeah, thanks for that, by the way. I am not being judgmental. I just appreciate a hotel with a bar that might make me a really good martini. And I gotta say, I'm pleasantly surprised by the look of it. No, I'll stick with wine for right now. Gotta save my liquor liver for the wedding on Sunday. I know! I can't believe our baby cousin is getting married. I remember when he was born. Ha ha ha, yes, he's getting married before me. Rub it in. A stressful week of work. A stressful day of travel. And now you're gonna rub my celibacy in my face. You're rude! Yeah, sure. Sure. Oh, sorry. Just scrolling on Instagram. And wait. Oh my gosh. No wonder my manager sent out a please pick up shifts text. My coworker is here in Denver too. Yes, the cute one. Yes, the cute one. Okay? Jeez. What? He's very handsome, and he's very nice, and very much someone that I work with. Oh, come on. He's super funny, always helping out, and he's like maybe my only friend at work. He's the only person that I eat lunch with, so that makes him my work friend. Yeah, if he's not there, then I just eat by myself in the cafeteria. That is not sad. He's just the only one worth spending my 30-minute lunch break with. Everyone else, I need a break from. Well, yeah, it doesn't hurt that he is proper fit, as the Brits would say. You know how men get with their protein shakes? He is all about that stuff. It's ridiculous. That's all he brings for lunch, is a shake. I'm like, don't salivate over my salad. No, oh my god, do not say the words toss salad in a hotel lobby. You are disgusting. Yeah, no, I am not gonna message him. Don't be ridiculous. That would be ridiculous. I am just gonna post a story that I'm in Denver and wait for him to message me first. A thirst trap? Are you serious? I'm not above it. Okay. Add location and posted. And now we wait. Did my tits look good? I think they looked good. Are you wearing your blue dress or the orange one to the rehearsal tomorrow? I haven't decided. Maybe the yellow one? Because I'm definitely saving the green one for the wedding. Yep. Yeah, he texted me. Yes, I'm going to respond. Why, yes, I am in Denver. My cousin is getting married. What are you doing here? Scent. Oh, this is fun. I don't know. Maybe I'll ditch dinner tonight with the family and go hang out with him. Yeah, whatever. Mom would absolutely love that. She is so desperate for me to bring home a boy. I can ditch the family at any point for a date, and she would give it her blessing. Your husband is apparently not good enough. I'm kidding! Oh my gosh. Oh, he's calling me. You hang out here. I'm gonna just take this. What do you mean, why? You started this? Just chill here. I'm just gonna wander over. Hello? Hey! For real! Like, small world, right? Just because I took a few days off of work doesn't mean that you have to follow me across the country. Maybe it's time you made some new friends at work. No, I don't mean that. I can't sacrifice our lunches. Who else is going to bring a weird protein shake that I can make fun of? And who else can I watch salivate over the delicious leftovers that I bring? I'm just saying, maybe bring actual food for lunch on Monday. You're not going to be there on Monday? Backing up, why are you in Denver? A wedding? Do you know my cousin? Oh, it's your college friend. Well, neat. Neat. How bizarre. Like, what a coincidence. Did you bring, what's her name? You know the blonde from the restaurant. The one that you know. Okay, so she's not your girlfriend. I didn't ask if she was your girlfriend. I asked if she was your plus one. You didn't invite her. Going solo, the true bachelor way. Yeah, no, it's just me. No plus one for me. Unless you count my sister, which you shouldn't, because she also was invited to the wedding. We should get dinner or drinks while we're both here in town. Yeah. Tonight? Sure. I could be free tonight. And then they didn't even have the balls to fire her. She's gone from work for one day. And they post a bunch of violence is not tolerated here, workplace bullshit signs everywhere. And she comes back to work like nothing happened. It was unreal. Oh, if you think they are ever gonna let us work from home, my friend, you are mistaken. So, crazy coincidence. We both have weddings to go to here. When is yours? Oh, tomorrow. Mine is Sunday, so I am definitely not flying back home until Monday night. You taking a long weekend as well? Absolutely. Fuck going back to work on Tuesday. I'm dreading it. Well, it's late. We should get out of here. Wait, what? You want me to be your plus one? Changing your mind about showing up empty-handed? No, absolutely. I'd love to. I am always down to crash a wedding. I don't know. Does it count as crashing if one of the people is invited? I'm crashing. No, yeah, that sounds amazing. Yeah, okay. Sure. Buy me one more drink and tell me all about the bride and groom. Oh, this is fun. Thanks for inviting me. I'm having a great time. And you are absolutely killing it on the dance floor. Who'd have thought my work hubby had moves like that? Yes, my work hubby. Suck it up. Accept the truth. Everyone calls you that behind your back. Oh, you've got plenty of not safe for work moves, huh? Yeah, what kind? Hey, this doesn't work. And maybe I would like to see these moves just for a little proof. Yeah, I need some confirmation before I just blindly believe these moves you've got. Walk away from me. No, and don't apologize either. I think it's obvious that I really wanted you to kiss me. So, and that was great. Thank you. Great move. Do you maybe want to kiss me again? Yeah, can I slide my hands in your jacket? Yeah. God, have you always been this muscly? Yeah, that's a word. Yeah, you like my ass in this dress. Told it feels even better not in the dress. Fuck, you feel hard. Fuck, you are hard. No. No. I do want to get out of here. This hotel is closer. You're staying here. Perfect. Say your goodbyes. I'll meet you out front. Oh God, forget I asked. We are so doing this. Unzip me. Don't tickle me. Oh, it's kind of tight, huh? Yeah, you think you can slide it down my legs? Oh, I think I really need your help. Oh. I really need your help. Yeah, right there. Oh, that's where I need you. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. You like to fuck your tongue. Beard, fuck. Fuck, look. Yeah, I knew that big nose was fucking good for something. Fuck me. No, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, I want your tongue right there. I want your tongue right there. I want your tongue right there. Fuck. Oh, God.
Oh, stop. Stop, stop, stop. No, it's fine. Oh, it's much fine as it sounds to come on your face right now. God, I really want to come on your cock. Can I take your clothes off?